Hi, I'm Lizzie, fashion blogger to my style blog Loved by Lizzie, and I'm back with the girls Janine from Own Your Own Style UK, Zahn from All Things Zahn, and Samantha from Samantha Style Editor. We're chatting through on the podcast edition of Fashion Fix Live, all your fashion and style needs. We're starting with return to work styling, now that we're heading out of lockdown 3 here in the UK. We then chat through our favourite style books. There's so many out there to pick from, so we're chatting through the ones that we've been currently reading that we think you should know about. And then we end the chat on the brands on the high street that you should consider for your statement style jewellery. Such an easy way to update and look jewellery, and hopefully you'll enjoy all the fashion chat on that. Now, as always, the chat is live because it's on Instagram, so please take that into account when listening to this audio, because it may not be 100% clear at all times. But feel free to head to my Instagram IGTV if you actually want to watch us. Thanks for listening. So last week, before I had my haircut, the day before I had my haircut, which was really annoying, I had to go into my corporate work and meet some of my new team. So you can imagine, didn't feel the best of me. And I'll be honest, because I have gained a tiny bit of weight during this last lockdown, and I think just typically of winter, I did opt for the loosest type of dress that I had hanging in my wardrobe, just to make me feel a little bit better. Whereas this week, I went in for one day, I felt a bit more confident, new hairstyle, and I actually wore a dress that I sort of put a belt on and cinched in the waist, so I felt a bit more confident. So Janine, I'm going to come to you first. We're actually talking about return to the office style, so physically leaving, forget virtual world, we've done a lot of virtual. Is, if you've not been out yet, what should we be wearing?
Okay, well, I've been looking into this quite a lot lately because it's one of the subjects that just keeps coming up with people. I kind of wanted to delve a little bit deeper into how people are psychologically feeling with it as well. So it's been really interesting. And there has, as we all know, there's been a massive, massive shift. And one thing that seems very clear is that the way of us working has changed completely anyway. There's like hybrid working is going to become more and more, you know, for people, because they're going to split between working from home and working in the office. On top of that, people have also spent the last 12 months, or as we all have, living very comfortably, probably from here downwards. You know, let's be honest about it. And people have also realised the shift in themselves of how, A, they can still work really well from home and that they can want to be comfortable working from home. But B, also that they realise that when they get, we all know, when you get dressed up, you feel a lot better and a lot more in the mode of working as well. But people don't want to go back to that kind of real formal dressing. And I've been reading lots of articles about that, how people are struggling from, you know, they've changed in themselves. We've all changed in the past year. And going back into that really formal way of dressing isn't what people want at the moment. Maybe we'll transgress back to that. I don't know. But at the moment, that's not what the people want. They want their comfort.
Yeah. And I was going to say, I couldn't see the name, but someone's put no more long commutes. I mean, my commute's by car, but if you're doing a train commute, you know, that requires a different style.
And I mean, I'm just going to put the word out there, heels. Anybody, you know, we all go heels.
I did heels on the first day. Last week I did heels, this week I did trainers. The reason I did heels last week was I needed it for confidence. I just thought I need it for me. So I actually put my most favourite perfume on that I would never, ever normally wear to work. But I needed that, and I needed my heels.
It's a confidence boost. Fashion is like a confidence boost. And that's another thing I've been reading with people. You know, they want to dip into it for that reason, literally to give themselves that boost of confidence they need for going back into the office. Because it's a strange time for all of us. I mean, even me going out yesterday afternoon, all I was doing was going out to meet people that I'd met before in like restaurants. But even so, there's still that, it just doesn't feel normal. This is a whole new normal that we're all getting into. So what do we wear for it? As I say, we want to be comfortable still. So here are kind of a few suggestions. Number one, if you can still wear jeans, if because lots of places are much more casual.
Yeah.
There aren't as many formal dressing places as there used to be, you know, where you went in a black suit with a white blouse. I mean, if that's your jam, fine, you go with it, that's fine. But, you know, if you can wear jeans, then a dark denim jean, wash jean, is going to be the smartest option rather than obviously any of the ripped jeans or lighter jeans that we can see at the moment as well. We all know that the trend for the blue blazer, which I think was a real high trend in the 1990s, and it's a classic. I don't think it's ever gone
Samantha
anywhere.
You mentioned that. You mentioned, Samantha, didn't you, last fashion fix about the blue blazer.
Yeah. I mean, and that is like a key trend, but also, you know, you don't have to go with the oversized. You can go with the traditional, more fitted and tailored style blazer, which I think is absolutely gorgeous. I like Holland Cooper, which you've seen Kate Middleton
wear. Did you see the Duchess? Oh my God. That coat.
Put it in my wardrobe. Just bring it down now.
So I'm going to have to search. You need to have a look. Samantha, send me a photo.
Just have a look. It's amazing. It's amazing. So blue blazer. If you're not into trainers for work, because not everywhere is, then the good news is that good old ballerina flat. I think we've talked about it on previous fashion fits. Is back in.
I can't either.
I think they make my feet look really fat.
Well, it depends on your proportions, because sometimes they can just be too dainty on the bottom and you're not feel right in them. The other thing is obviously the good old loafer, as we know those are you know, and they're big trend this year if you're looking for something trendy. You know, but you can get some that are classic loafer as well, and they go. So that's one option. You can't get away from a pencil skirt. They are great. This year, obviously, you can get pleather and leather versions of them. Look really lovely with a silk blouse or even a blouse like I'm wearing today. And why not add some colour for another boost of confidence? Because we know what colour can do. It can impact your psychological mood and those of the emotions of yourself and those around you. So why not wear colour? Why not wear a brightly coloured blouse, you know, like a yellow to bring joy, or you want to create some impact and feel good and, you know, wow, I've walked in the room, wear red.
So last week I wore... So both dresses I wore were floral. So I didn't opt for colour, and I opted for floral. I was half tempted with actually the dress I've got on, this leopard print one, which I have worn to the office. Yeah. But I thought, no, I'll go floral. I originally put on my bright red boots because they are the best boots to go with the first dress. But I just thought it's too much. So I toned it down, put the burgundy ones on.
It's interesting that you felt that need to tone it down, didn't you?
Yeah. I thought, don't scare them on the first
day. Did you? Not on the first day, not too much. Because
and with the perfume.
And I know this is going to go on like the podcast. So I'm holding up a pair of red trousers now. But like, you know, that red wide leg trouser.
Nice.
Super comfy as well. Super comfy. And, you know, we all know the good old white shirt. But you don't even have to buy a new one. We talk about this a lot. You know, go in hubby's wardrobe, pull out an oversized white shirt, or pick out a white blouse, white silk blouse. Just
pale
simple.
Blue. Pale blue shirt. Oh, nice. Mine goes lovely with my red trousers.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, you know, that's a really, really comfy look with a pair of loafers. And you can, you know, you could wear something like that the weekend as well and put on that blue blazer. I think at the moment as well, another good idea is, you know how we've all been into the joggers, you know? You can obviously get the elevated joggers, can't you? Mm. You know, the ones with the nice stripe down the side, the ones in like a silky material or something with a pair of heels. You can wear that with a nice, you know, a nice blouse again. And you know, like the colours that are in this season, the pastel colours, obviously you can get lots of simple tops to wear underneath a blazer. Which is just another simple, you know, way to dress up or dress down an outfit. So I just think it's about keeping things sort of comfortable and simple, really. I don't think anybody really wants to step back into like serious corporate styling that we all
or serious tailoring, I would say. I haven't seen anyone really do that. Samantha, have you been back in the office at all? No,
I've not been back in the office. Actually, I know a lot of places aren't really going back to an office really at all. And I think that has pros and cons. I think that the whole way that we work now will hopefully be a little bit different, because I don't know about any of you, but not, you know, 9 to 5 at a desk well, it's never 9 to 5, it's always longer than 9 to 5, is not how people are their most creative. No. People are their most kind of creative at different times of day. Like, I wake up in the morning and that's when I feel like I can do my best work, or later in the evening. Okay. That's also when I, so it's actually probably in a company's best interest to help their employees work yeah. when they want to work. But I, in terms of like dressing for the office, obviously it's weird being an editor, because in one way it is very serious, obviously, and in another way it's creative. So I think the way that I dress is, at first I think some people don't know how to take it, because I do, I would literally wear like this jacket to the office. But I just think that I am who I am, and that's how it is.
Do you know, years ago, I've always worn jumpsuits, but about, I'm trying to guess, I think it was about as long as 8 to maybe 10 years ago, I remember wearing just a plain black jumpsuit to the office, and it caused a stir. But I loved this black jumpsuit so much, and I just wanted to get so much more wear out of it, and I thought, I can wear this to the office. But it was before this casual dress came in where I was, and I couldn't believe how just a simple one piece caused so much. So I can really relate, Samantha. Sometimes when you do something that's different to everybody else that you work with, it makes you stand out, doesn't it?
Yeah. But I don't necessarily think it's a bad thing, because standing out sometimes is actually it's a good thing, right? That's how you know, there's certain things about me. The fact that I'm a young woman doing, being an editor, was the first thing. But the second thing is kind of like people remember me then for the ridiculous outfit that I turned up in.
But I think you should wear whatever brings the right confidence and personality out for the job you need to do.
You try and be somebody else, it doesn't work, does it?
No, never. So I know you don't work in an office, so I can't, what I mean, if you were, if we would say, right, you're coming into our offices tomorrow with us and you're gonna do your corporate thing, what do you think you'd wear that's already in your wardrobe?
Well, I'm very much I would say a pleated skirt. I just love my pleated skirts. I have quite a collection of them, and a beautiful blouse, or and also I do actually love the suited and booted look. I think coming from South Africa, 97, South Africa, and especially Durban, which is the surfer town of South Africa, we were all so casual. I mean, really casual. So arriving in London, and especially I lived a lot in East London, so near Canary Wharf, where it's very finance oriented. I was like, oh God. And my husband will tell you, I love it when he is suited and booted, because just, I love that pulled together look. And so for me, if I'm dressing and I really want to feel powerful, a suit, I did actually find, in New York, or outside of New York, there is a very much like a Bista Village version. Right. And my husband and I were there about 18 years ago, and I found a Gucci suit. And that Gucci suit is possibly one of my all-time favorite.
What color is that?
Black. Yeah, but I mean, I love wearing color now. I think Instagram has really introduced me to wearing color, because you kind of find your tribe, and you're like, ooh, look, you know, look, I feel, can I try that? And then slowly but surely you get used to it, and you love the results that, you know, it brings out in you. But I would still say, to this day, my power color is black. So if I'm feeling I'm a little bit out of my depth, I'm not feeling myself, like you were saying, like last week, it's the first time I'm going into the office. I would slip into black, accessorize it, and I know that it would give me the kind of, what is it, like a shield that I need to go and do my thing.
And I agree with
your armor.
Typically, I would be in black when I need to be in that safe zone.
Yes.
But I did think, make a bit more of an effort. That was what was going on in my head to step out. But then, as I say, I then toned it down because I thought it went a bit far.
But I don't know if you're finding this. I, because I did get to go out on Wednesday and then yesterday, it's like suddenly opening up your wardrobe and going, I have even worn this. I haven't worn this. I want to wear everything. And I want to, like, you know, take it out and accessorize it and, you know. So now that we had that opportunity, and actually I was keeping an eye out. It was quite busy in around the Oxford Street, Regent Street area yesterday. And I was watching what people were wearing, because obviously people are now going back into the offices.
Yeah.
And that's why I mentioned the pleated skirt with little loafers and beautiful blouses. I didn't see anyone in obviously suited look, but then yesterday was beautiful weather. Not today, but yesterday that sun shone. So people took the opportunity to wear a lighter blouse and pretty skirt.
Yeah, I knew the sun was going to shine. I didn't realize it's actually going to be as warm as it was. That caught me a bit by surprise. But Janine, you said you went to a blogger event. How did you feel about getting ready for that?
Do you know what? I'll be honest on here. I didn't give it as much thought as I normally would do. I think because we haven't done. And yesterday evening when I got home, I then thought, actually, I wish I had thought more. Don't get me wrong, I wore a nice dress. I probably would have worn something different in hindsight. You know, when when I got home, I thought, actually, what I wish I'd worn was that. Yeah. Okay. So I think I just got out of the habit, even in my own head. You know, I thought, I'll wear a nice dress. Let's be honest, because sometimes dresses are very easy, aren't they?
Yeah, just throw them on.
Throw it on, don't you? And my trainers. I mean, I did have a matching face mask on yesterday, girls. I mean, I think that was pretty damn good. Pink gingham dress and a pink gingham face mask.
I've just stuck with black because my lipstick keeps trans. Do you know what I mean?
It does, doesn't it?
I have a Revlon and it goes matte and it doesn't come off. So I'll put that. It's amazing. They come in such an incredible range of shades. So that's what I've been hearing. But I will say this, and this is from people that I've spoken to. It's not just about getting yourself dressed up, but you also need to prepare yourself for actually re-entering and going back into restaurants. And it's all these, do I wear a mask? Like going to the bathroom? Do I have to, can we hug? These are all things that we need to kind of like relearn. So there is so much going on. So I think wearing something that you feel comfortable in, that, you know, you don't have to overthink, is also a good thing as we re-enter.
Yeah. I think I felt comfortable. But then I think by the time I got home last night, I thought, I wish I felt a bit more dressed up. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
You know what I mean? I felt comfortable. Mm. And I think that was my key when I got ready to go. Yeah. And then when I got back, I thought, actually, I just wish I'd got a bit more dressed up.
Because Wednesday night, when I was getting ready, I ended up working late. So actually, my preparation time for going out on Wednesday night significantly reduced to what I originally planned. So I thought I had a bit of play time with an outfit that I had in my head, and I lost all that play time. And originally, earlier in the day, I thought, so I wore the leather leggings with the blouse, and my original plan was to wear my cream loafers. I wasn't planning to wear heels at all. And I put everything together and then went to put the cream loafers on because I wanted to be that little bit more casual, I suppose.
Mm.
They just didn't go.
No.
And I had like literally 3 minutes to make a decision and shoes going everywhere. And in the end, I put on my highest black heels I could find. And instantly I thought, oh, this feels good. And just headed out the door. And it wasn't until I had to walk from the car park to the restaurant that I suddenly thought, I can't remember how to walk in heels anymore. But I did feel, if I'm honest, in hindsight, if I'd gone out in the cream loafers, I don't think I would have felt as fabulous as I did with my heels on, even though the struggle to walk and stuff. Moving the chat on, we have, or should have, prepared a book that we share, a style book. I don't know about you, I have a massive bookcase in my office that is just literally full of style books. You can never ever have too many, in my view, but I thought we would share some of our favorites, because if you go on Amazon, if you go into a bookshop, there's just so many. And it's like, if anyone's watching this and they've not really bought any, where should they start? So Samantha, I'm going to come to you first. what's your book of choice at the moment?
So like you, I have a lot of them, but I think my favourite one is called Women in Clothes, and it's huge. I haven't got it here because my husband is in the office and I couldn't get in because he was on a meeting. No, and there was a lot of swear words that happened right before I came on here. So his name is Mud in my house. But it's a really big book, and it's just all stories about women and what they wear and why they wear it, and the treasured items and the stories behind them. And that to me is what your style is. It's the memory of you. It's the thing that people hold on to long after you're gone. You know, it's the it should show the essence of who you are, and that is what this book encapsulates. Really, it's a really nice, it's just a really lovely read. It's not necessarily, I've got a lot of books that are like how to wear this, how to wear that. You know, there's another really good book called How Not to Wear Black by Anne Murphy, who's the fashion editor at the Times. That's a really good one for like how to wear stuff. But this one's more about how to just, it's just about the stories of clothes, and I just love it.
Which for me has always been interesting and not dissimilar to a book that I've picked, which we'll come on to shortly. But I have to say, with all my older relatives that sadly are no longer with me now, but some of my most treasured memories of conversations with them is them telling me when I was a little girl the stories of what they wore when they went to their parties or stuff like that. I was just always fascinated by that as a young girl, and my old aunties and that showing me their jewellery and things like that. So I just think every piece of jewellery, every item someone owns genuinely has a story with it. Which is lovely. So Zan, what book have you picked that you'd like to share with
us? It's essentially, it's not, I guess it's not a fashion book, but it's the it's the book written by Anya Heinmarch, who, as we know, is the accessories queen, but also has a very strong sustainability element. She came out with that very clever idea of having a canvas bag saying, I'm not a plastic bag. And now she's turned that around and actually has bags made from recycled plastic that says, I am a plastic bag. And I think it's to complement the launch of her new cafe that she's got. And she's got this amazing, I think, her boutiques that have opened up alongside. But this particular book, it's called If in Doubt, Wash Your Hair, which I just, at the time, I was going through having a moment. I hadn't washed my hair in a couple of days. I'm TMI. But I mean, that just makes, I know, like yesterday, for example, I went out and washed my hair the day before. But when you wash your hair, it's almost like sets you up for the day. You prepare yourself and then you put the makeup on and then you go. And anyway, that's why the title grabbed me, the fact that it was from her. But she speaks about creating this incredible brand, which she did, in fact, she had sold, and I think she rebought. So I'm in the process of reading it. But also raising a family at the same time, and as a woman in business. And I absolutely love that. So that's why I brought that one on. But then, of course, there are obviously other favorites, like Erica Davis's Leopard is a Neutral, obviously.
No, and I've not looked at that book.
Have you not seen? I've got it. I've got it next door.
Considering how much leopard print I wear,
how have you not got it?
That's one I don't currently own. And I think that should appeal. Do you know what I mean? But it's on my hit list. I'll get it.
It's lovely. And it's loads of tips. And, you know, but I think sometimes you buy these books and you pop them on your bookshelf to look back at later. And there's one that I bought in Anthropology in New York called What Would Jackie Do? And it's based on Jackie Onassis. And it's that her star. And it's fabulous. It really is. So it's a favourite. A couple there.
Are you going to link all of these, Lizzie?
Yeah, I can do.
That would be really good, wouldn't it?
Janine, what have you picked?
Well, mine's a little bit more like, mine's very educational, ladies.
That's fine.
Mine is this one, The Psychology of Fashion by Carolyn Mayer. Now, I'm going to be honest, it's not a pretty book. What I mean is, look, no pretty pictures. And I don't know about you, I love pretty pictures and stuff.
That's how I read.
Yeah, I mean, so it's a deeper read, yeah. But it's all about what our clothes say about us. So if you are into the psychology of fashion, obviously, name of the book,
yeah.
But going into the deeper meaning of why we choose clothes and what it means, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing.
Does it go past the whole colour theory?
Oh, God, yeah, it's not about that. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It goes beyond that. It's about, you know, why we pick what we do and the influence it has on us. And it's also a good way of, you know, understanding, as I say, what you pick, but also being more sustainable in your choices as well. Now, I'm going to be honest, I've had this book a while and I tried to read it once and although the reviews that other people have written say, you know, it's an easy read, I would say it is an easy read, but it's quite a heavy read. So I'd say you've got to be into your fashion and into that psychology side of it to want to read it. But if you do, like all of us probably are into that side of it, then I would say definitely it's a really good read. And it's...
I think that would be, for me, that actually really appeals because I have a lot of style books and particularly if I go to the V&A for a fashion event or something, I'll go into that. That's probably one of my favourite bookstores is at the V&A. Mm. And I do have a habit of picking up a whole load of books, style books, and don't perhaps nosy through them. And sometimes, if I'm honest, some style books can be a little bit too basic if you're qualified in it, if you have the knowledge already.
That's my point. You can kind of feel like it's beautifully... put together, isn't it, and presented, but you don't really learn anything from it.
No.
Yeah, and
I know this. I'm already fabulous.
and also, I've got past the books on designers because there's so much on the internet and there's so much on Instagram on designers. I don't really find those books that interesting. The one I picked, I've got it here. So it's the editor, the ex-editor of Vogue, Alexandra Schumann. I read her first book about Vogue celebrations or something and really enjoyed that book. So when she left Vogue, she wrote this book, Clothes and Other Things That Matter. Now, I would say it's not a holiday read. It's a book. I don't know if you're like me. Sometimes when you're reading a book, every now and then you want to read something else, just a couple of chapters, put it down and then get back to your book. This is that book. You can put it up and... pick it up and put it down. There's several things I love about this book. Firstly, chapter one, it's just the whole inventory of her wardrobe. Something like she's got 22 coats, 35 dresses, 16 shirts. And some of it I was like, yeah, I met you on that. And some of them I was like, oh, I don't think I own enough. Do you know what I mean? So
I want to see that now.
That must have taken years. Can you imagine doing that? Oh my God, just that, thought of it.
Starting point. And then just like your book, Samantha, Alex just basically picks a topic like bras or winter coat or the colour pink, and then specifically writes her own biography, not necessarily in chronological order, but writes a biography of her life using her clothes, which for me, chapter by chapter, what it did was not only did I learn a lot about her as a lady, but it also at the end of each chapter really made me stop and think about my own version of that and really think back to some of the choices I've made and stuff like that. But I thought I'd share just a little extract because I think, you know, this Alex was... editor of Vogue, what, for 25 years? Yeah. Now, I mean, the influence she had on fashion, the influence she had on designers, right? The one thing I love about this book is her lack of confidence, right? And what I mean by that is it goes to show how human and how real she is. Mm-hmm. And that made me feel good. Not that, I don't mean like her not having confidence, but what I'm saying is she's normal. A real woman.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you know, we've had a huge moment there. Well, so has she. And hers was, Samantha, you might be a bit young for this one. 1995, ladies. Do you remember Juicy Couture, the velour tracksuit?
Oh, yeah. They're back in trend. My daughter loves them.
No.
Not really like J-Lo. If you're 16, yeah.
Yeah. So she writes in here. So she jumps on the trend and she uses the chapter of this velour tracksuit as to say, sometimes you shouldn't jump on a trend. She did. and she met her future husband, or had dinner with her future husband. Her first meeting was her wearing this tracksuit, and it turns out years on, he openly says to her that he hates elasticated waisted trousers, which, by the way, my husband has also confessed to me just lately that he doesn't like on me. And
oh well.
But she, yeah, exactly. Like COVID days, it's COVID. I'm getting out of it.
Deal with it.
But he remembers her wearing it, and he reminded her because she couldn't remember what colour, and he said it was either white or cream. And by him talking about it, reminded her of it. And she literally says, "What could have ever possessed me to buy a white velour tracksuit?" And I remember after reading the whole chapter, and she literally ended on that with a question mark, made me laugh out loud. I thought, every woman has got a story.
I'm just gonna say,
why did I buy that and wear it?
What were we thinking?
Exactly. Yeah. And I just think this book has made somebody who's so influential in fashion so human and normal, and that's why I absolutely loved it. So I really, really recommend that. So yeah, so Janine, you're right. I will circle back and get all the book names, and we'll put the links in into the notes.
Lovely.
So we're going to move on to an area that I absolutely love, and that's statement jewellery. But I won't spend a fortune, I'm not going to lie. I either buy premium at a reduced price and I'll wait for the sales, or I have my favourite high street brands that I always head to. So Zahn, I'm going to come to you first. Who do you recommend on the high street to go and head to shop for your jewellery?
So unfortunately, Topshop is no longer there, because that would be the first place I would mention.
The London one.
Yeah, Topshop and, of course, J. Crew, and both of them were my... I had to go to if I was in town. Now, unfortunately, they've both gone. But Zara is always coming out with on-trend pieces. I think I saw recently, I think Justina was wearing the very big chunky look. It's, I don't know, all I can describe is very chunky gold. Similar to that. It's almost like square. And I thought that would look so incredible over a knitted top and just have this statement gold necklace. Mango are good too. Although, I will be honest, I worry about the quality of mango sometimes.
I think apart from a pair of earrings, I don't think I've really picked mango actually.
Yeah, I know. Mango have come out some really lovely pieces, you know, every now and again. But obviously, I have always, and especially over Instagram, I've gotten to know a lot of the smaller businesses, and I have bought pieces from them, which are, you know, more affordable. I'm actually wearing this is the first time I'm wearing these, so I'm so excited I had an opportunity to wear them, because obviously, lockdown life. These are lobster earrings.
Oh, lean right in, Come closer.
Okay. No, lean, come in.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can really see them. They're fabulous.
I saw these on Mimi's Edit, who always comes across with fabulous earrings and accessories. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna have them. And we didn't get to celebrate Christmas the way we thought with all our glitzy bits and bobs. So I thought I'd wear them for you this afternoon. But I love a statement earring. I think you'll see in the last episode as well, I was wearing these quite dangly ones by Always Faithful, which is also an online brand. But I do think that I do believe a woman should be known by a couple of pieces of jewelry that is just, it's like they're her statement pieces. And I have like a handful that I've collected over the last couple of years. They've been either birthday gifts or but the Namelet necklace by Anna Lou of London. I love Anna Lou's jewelry. Some of it's kind of a little bit offbeat. It's got like a sense of humor to it as well, but beautifully done. And she can create it in any font as well, and they make really beautiful gifts. And then of course I'm obsessed with Tilly Savard's. I think that is just like a statement piece from. So I would not normally mix all of the golds and the whatever, but I thought I'd wear them today for you. And then another really super statement piece that really catches the light. I mean, if you can see that, that was handmade by Scarlett, who has loved Scarlett jewellery, and she also creates really beautiful pieces. So I know that they're not necessarily high street. I mean, I guess if I was looking at high street, it would be Zara. But I tend to love to support small businesses. Yeah. And that is what I would go for. So Annie Reid as well has often got beautiful things. I mean, I'm obsessed with Saru. As it turns out, I bought, and they often have sample sales, actually. So Saru, occasionally you'll get a discount code, but they have sample sales. And it was actually this one that I had been loving. And I bought that in a sample sale. And I have worn that every single day since. It's in perfect condition. So that is definitely one to keep an eye out for. But yeah, I'm bling obsessed. And anything shiny, I'm going to be like, wait.
Yeah,
that's exactly. A problem I have.
I will just say to people, because I do buy from Zara too. But the one thing is, if you buy online, I can't say about other high street brands, it's only Zara that I've bought jewellery in COVID, you can't return it.
Oh yeah.
So don't go thinking, yeah, oh, I'll buy three or four necklaces and then see which one I like and I'll return the other three. You can't do that. If you buy any jewellery from Zara, you're stuck with it.
I think that's with most high street brands now. And I think in fairness, because of COVID, you've got to be really careful. Yeah, you've got to think through, because I don't know about the returns policy. It makes it very, very difficult. But yeah.
Yeah. So Samantha, which brands do you head to when you want to buy some new bling for a night out, but not really sort of,
you know what? I only really wear big earrings. That's like my thing. I don't really wear necklaces. I don't really wear rings apart from my wedding ring, obviously.
Earrings
are my thing. And I tend to get an idea in my head of the kind of earring that I want, and then I'll search it out on a small Etsy. So Etsy is amazing for small independent jewellery makers. So I've got a pair of those lobster earrings. I can't remember the brand that I've got them from. Just all kinds of quirky earrings from Etsy. Sometimes H&M have good earrings if you're looking high street. A few years ago, they brought out those big tassel earrings, and every time I wear them, people comment on them. They're really good for Zoom. So I've had a few early morning Zooms this past couple of weeks, and I've just shoved the earrings in, and people have been like, oh my God, you look great for this time in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, I literally just got up.
Well, but I'm going to use a trick like that tonight, Samantha, because I'm going out tonight and with couples that I haven't seen for ages, but I've already worked out, because of the whole COVID rules, we've got to sit down most of the evening. So I'm actually literally, again, dressing from the waist up. They're not really going to see my shoes because I've got to sit. So I'll be wearing the biggest pair of earrings I can get dangling on these ears just to dress myself up a bit.
So yeah, H&M, High Street or Etsy, kind of smaller. Buff jewellery is also really good for kind of like nice gifty pieces. And for like special pieces that are kind of, nice, I really like Caroline Svedbom, is that how you say it? That she makes, they have really nice jewel stuff. I love a shiny jewel, that's my thing. And unfortunately, I can't afford diamonds, so I'll have to just make do with some plastic gems. But yeah, well, they're nice.
I'm definitely not Coco Chanel, because isn't it Coco Chanel that says put everything on, then take one thing off?
Yeah.
For me, typically, I put everything on, and then I'll probably add one more thing just before I'm heading out.
Yeah, I'm like, this isn't enough. I need more.
Yeah.
More is more.
Yeah. Janine, where do you typically, if you were just wanting to, refresh an outfit and budget is quite small and you just want to just sort of give it a bit of new life, where would you head to?
Well, we've said it all, Zara and H&M are my number ones. Okay, I don't like mentioning them that much these days, but you cannot get away from Primark as well. If you really are on a budget, I have seen some pieces in Zara and then I've walked into Primark maybe a month later and they've literally ripped off what Zara are doing. Do you remember the jewel headbands, the sparkly headbands that were like, I think they were about £20, £30 in Zara. Mm-hmm. You can go in Primark and pick one up for £6. Yeah, I mean, it probably hasn't got the same weight to it or whatever, but if that doesn't worry you.
Can you see that?
You know.
I was looking at, because my gold chain I bought from my original one with the heart on, I bought from Topshop, which was about £15, and I've worn it loads, but it's quite restrictive. You can't move the heart.
Yeah.
So I picked that up in Primark.
You wouldn't know, would you?
£2. And I've compared, because I thought that's ridiculous. Yeah. And I've compared them. They're the same quality.
Yeah. You can get some great pieces. I mean, obviously they're not, I mean, they're not going to keep the gold, or, you know, they're not going to be longevity pieces. But if you're looking for something just to literally, you know, change an outfit or create the impact, yeah, they're ideal. But you see, you're all into big earrings, and the amount of big earrings, can I join your club somehow? Because the amount of big earrings I buy and never wear, these are what you see me in all the time, and I'd have to come in like so close for you to see them. My husband bought them for me when we got married in 2002, and I think they've been in my ears ever since. They might come out now and again when I do try and wear something more statement. But for me, as soon as I put on a bigger earring, I just don't feel like me. I want to wear them. I love them. But it just doesn't, I don't know. I'm a diamonds girl, and I just wear these ones all the time. My diamond necklace I wear all the time. I'm a bling girl. High street bling Swarovski. You know, I can walk in that shop and I'll go in with no intention of buying something and come out with something because I've just gone, oh my God, I love it. I love it. I love it.
You know what I would recommend for you, Janine, is to actually perhaps not go with hoops or anything too big. I would, just for a night out, take the studded earrings out, because I wear studded earrings day to day. Go with a really nice drop,
like a drop
earring. That sits halfway between your chin and your shoulder.
I want to try it. I get you. You know, it's just something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I just look in the mirror and I just think, maybe it's because of my hair. I don't know. I don't know. It just doesn't. You know, like your style and certain things, you just don't feel like you. And I've got endless amounts, and I want to wear them. So I'm going to try. I'll find my one, right?
Yeah. I don't know if Samantha, you're the same, because you wear big earrings like me. I sometimes don't wear the necklace. I think if you're going really big on your
earrings,
have a clear neck.
Clear neck. It's just the whole big earring thing with me. I just can't seem to pull it off.
Janine, so I was going to say,
these are nice. I like them.
I've worn these loads. And these were John Lewis. And I really recommend John Lewis in the sale. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I've got a bangle here that I wear loads, which would have been about £20-25, and I got it in sale for about £8.
Yeah.
And then these earrings would have been about £15, and I think I paid £4, and I have worn them. I think they're about 2 or 3 years old now, and I would really recommend John Lewis their jewellery, because it's actually very good quality.
I will keep crack on going, Sam. Yeah.
So I was going to say, I mean, when my Instagram journey started, I only ever wore studs. So they were the ones that my husband had bought me right at the beginning, and I only ever wore them. I only ever had one hole as well, by the way, in my ears. And slowly but surely, I started following people like Kat Farmer of Does My Bum Look 40?
Yeah.
And she always wore these real statement, the tassel earrings. And I was like, oh, I'm going to try a little bit. And then slowly but surely, I started wearing them. And it was, I had to get used to it, because sometimes I would just be walking out the door and go, no, I can't do that. And I would take them off. But I actually trained myself. And now I feel like, go big or go home.
But the one tip I would give you, Zan, if you're new to big earrings and that, be careful of the weight. So I'm half Italian, okay? And my school years, when we used to go over to Italy in the summertime, I had lots and lots of older aunties, lots. And the one thing I would say to you, their earlobes would be twice as long with that long line. And that's all I ever remembered about my Italian aunties. So wear big earrings, but make them light. And the other tip I would really recommend is you don't literally head out the door wearing them. If you're driving a great distance or walking, because when you walk, you're really putting pressure on, put them on like literally before you're going in the pub, and then take them off when you leave. You don't want the ugly.
No, I have to say, I have barely any earlobes. I have no earlobes. So for me, it's an absolute no if an earring is too heavy. So straight off, it's like, I won't go there. So I do have a couple that I refuse, as beautiful as they are, I won't wear them because they're just too heavy. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, it's a thing now, isn't it? I mean, it was on the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I think Kris Jenner did it. She had to have where she had earlobe correction due to all the dangly earrings.
I won't have that.
I don't want to be doing that in your 60s.
I don't care. I won't make it 60 anyway. So my sister is a manager of a, she looks after the elderly, and she always, because I always wear heels, I don't wear flats, and she always says to me, when you're old, you won't be able to walk. And I'm like, well,
I do love that Kris Jenner actually had to have that surgery. Does she also have anything else?
So her earlobes are all great, aren't they? She doesn't really have the hair to cover them up. I think for me, if I had short hair and I had that issue, I would be doing it. I'm not really a plastic.
There are so many amazing kind of things you can do now, correctively, says the person wearing braces at the age of 40. Why not?
I have braces done in my sort of later 40s as well. Really? I don't have my Invisalign. Best thing I ever did.
Well, listen, ladies, it's been fun chatting. I'm going to wrap it up because can you believe we're about 3 minutes away from the hour? Wow. So anyone who's been watching, thank you so much. And whatever we didn't talk about, I promise, we'll talk about in the next session that we have, because we'll be back in a few weeks with another Fashion Fix Live. Mm-hmm. So thank you, ladies. And we will catch up soon. Any quick shout outs before you go?
Happy half term to everyone who's breaking up today.
Happy half term.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fashion Fix Live. We really do appreciate you spending the time with us for all the fashion chat. You can follow all of us on Instagram. Samantha is at Samantha Style Editor. Janine is at Own Your Own Style UK. And Zahn, all things Zahn. And I'm Lizzie Richardson, your host for Fashion Fix Live and my style blog, Loved by Lizzie. See you again soon. Bye for now.